a professor of surgery at University of Limerick, Calvin Coffey. Good morning to you, Professor.
Good morning, Greg.
Great to chat to you. I'm great, thank you, and hopefully you are too. Now, we have discovered a new human organ. It was there all the time. Some would say hidden in plain sight. This doesn't happen too often in the medical field, I would have thought.
I suppose what we've done here is we have clarified the structure of the mesentery, and taking that with the function, we suggested that there's now a strong argument for it being designated as an organ. That you're right, it's relatively rare that this occurs, I suppose probably the most important thing is that with a clarification of structure and with the identifying functions associated, that we're in a strong position to make this argument at least.
What does it do, and how did it go undiscovered before? Presumably we thought it was part of something else?
I suppose in relation to the second part of the question first, we've known about this for many, many centuries in Chinese traditional medicine and Indian medicine, I understand, knew about a structure similar to this. In the 1500s, Da Vinci drew it, and he drew it with remarkable anatomic accuracy. But in the 1800s, anatomic texts laid down a description that was inaccurate, and they emphasized that it is a fragmented structure made up of multiple separate parts. That then became indoctrinated in anatomic literature, and anatomic literature is the foundation of surgical literature, and so it was perpetuated throughout. And so it was really in about 2008-2009 where we identified the fact that it's not made of multiple fragments, it's actually one continuous and substantive structure. And that as a result of that, it has a start point, an end point, and in between it fans out to reach a remarkable size. It's approximately 6 feet in length where it joins the intestine, and it folds a lot at that particular level as well. So it's a substantive structure. In terms of function, what does it do? We know it does a number of different things, and we can identify what it does when we see derangements or abnormalities in it, and we can infer its function based on those abnormalities. So one of its key activities is to maintain the position of the entire intestine below a certain level within your abdominal cavity. So it keeps your intestine in that position, but it prevents the intestine from having to attach directly to the abdominal wall. If your intestine had to attach directly, then it couldn't really contract and relax in order to propel its contents from the top part down to the bottom. So the mesentery is in between the intestine and the wall of your abdomen, and it keeps the intestine in that particular position.
Fascinating, to be honest. I was just listening to it's amazing what goes on inside, isn't it? Presumably now new medical students will be taught this information. Are we at that stage? Obviously established medics will take it on board too.
Yeah, I think acceptance of anything in science generally takes quite a long time. Yeah. It's one thing to come up with an idea, and it's another thing to have that idea actually accepted. But we're part of the way down that road now at this point in time. The article that was published in the Lancet Gastroenterology and Hepatology was peer-reviewed, which means it was assessed and reviewed by international experts in this particular area. We've seen a change to the leading reference text in anatomy, Gray's Anatomy, in which the mesentery has been updated to, it's been described as continuous, so that's the leading reference text, and many texts draw their information from that particular text. So I guess acceptance overall is going to take quite a long time, as per usual. But certainly students are being taught that it's a continuous structure, and the new anatomic model is being taught now as a result of that.
And I suppose, like in anything, those who maybe stake their reputation on disputing this aren't going to change their minds anytime soon.
No, I doubt they will. But I can tell you it's going to lead to very fertile and exciting discussions. I look forward to that.
I'd say indeed. Listen, pleasure speaking to you. Thanks for taking the call this morning.
You're welcome,
Greg. Okay, take care of yourself. That is Calvin Coffey there, who's a professor of surgery at University of Limerick.